Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi continues in chapter 5 of Yevamot, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah 4. Ketzad, how does this work? Now, this refers back to the end of yesterday's Mishnah. We said, Achat Yevama Achat, Lo Yevam Echad, whether you're dealing with one surviving widow to one brother, Achat Shtei Yevamot, Lo Yevam Echad, or there's two women involved. We're going to see the activities are done with more than one widow. So now the Mishnah brings examples of this concept. Asa Mamar Bezo. If the brother, the surviving brother, performs mamar, the rabbinic level marriage, with one of the widows, Rahel, umamar bezo, and does the same to Sally, the other widow from his deceased brother, tzrichot shnei gitin v'chalitza. Both of these women require a get, because mamar has affected a type of marriage, but they also need a chalitza, because a get alone, recall, does not sever the zika, that bond of obligation that the surviving brothers have to these widows. So both of these women who were married on a ma'amar level need a get, but they also need the chalitza to cut off the zika and allow them to marry anyone they want. Another example is ma'amar bezo, the get bezo. If one woman received a ma'amar marriage and the other one was given a get. Tzricha get, the chalitza. So now the woman who received ma'amar needs a get to undo that bond. But because one of the widows was given a get, they can't go ahead and go through with yibum to that ma'amar wife. So another widow needs a chalitza to sever the zika. This is based on a concept we've mentioned, that once one of the widows receives a chalitza or even a get, which is basically a divorce, none of the brothers can go ahead and marry any of the widows with yibum because they've already sort of pushed off the mitzvah by giving a get. The Mishnah brings a third case, ma'amar bezo. He gives a ma'amar marriage to Rachel ubal et zo, but then he actually goes ahead and lives with, affecting a yibum bond, with Sally, the other surviving widow. So tzrichot shnei gitin v'chalitza. He's actually made a pretty serious mistake here. So what the brother has done, Rabotai, is he's married on a ma'amar level the first widow, but then he's gone ahead and done yibum with the second one, which he couldn't do because that was the co-wife of the woman he's already done the ma'amar marriage with. So really, that was a mistake. He was not allowed to do it, so he has to give a get to both. But recall, a get is not enough to sever the zika. There's still an obligation to perform a chalitza to release these widows to marry anyone else. The Mishnah brings another case, ma'amar bezo. He gives a ma'amar marriage to the first widow, the chalitz lezo, and then does chalitza to her co-wife. So harishona tzricha get. So the first one who received the ma'amar needs a get because ma'amar does affect a rabbinic level marriage. And the one who received chalitza doesn't need anything. And that one chalitza takes care of both of these widows. They can now go and marry someone other than the brothers of their husband. The Mishnah brings a fifth case, get lezo, the get lezo. There were two surviving widows, and the Yavam gave a get to both of them. So that's lovely. He can't do Yibam now, but Tzrichot Hemeno Chalitza. One of them still needs a Chalitza. Again, the get is not strong enough to sever the Zika, that bond of obligation they have to take care of these widows. Another variation here is Get Lezo. He gave a get to the first co-wife, Uvol Etzo, and then went ahead and did Yibam with the second. Tzricha Get V'Chalitza. So the effect of giving a get to one of these widows makes that uvol, that intimate relationship of yibum, not legally powerful enough to create a yibum marriage. But what it does have enough power to do is basically affect a rabbinic level ma'amar marriage, because he shouldn't have done it. He'd already given a get to one co-wife. It was illegal to do a yibum. He went ahead and did it anyway. So the sages say it's not valid as a yibum, but it has enough power as a ma'amar, so they would need a get. So now both of these women have received a get, so again, they still need a chalitza to sever the zika. Get lezo, umamar bezo. He gave a get to Rachel and then tried to marry with ma'amar Sally. Tzricha get v'chalitza. So the ma'amar wife needs a get, and again, they have two gitin now under their belt, but somebody needs to get a chalitza to release them to marry someone else. Get lezo, v'chalitz lezo. If he gave a get to one co-wife and then chalitza to the other, ein achar chalitza klum. No one needs anything, because the chalitza has released both of these co-wives to marry anyone else. Now, Mishnah Hay continues and elaborates on this point. Chalatz, if there was chalitza done to one of these surviving widows, v'chalatz, and then they did chalitza on the second one, o chalatz, or there was chalitza done to the first one, v'asa ma'amar, and with the second one, they tried to marry her with ma'amar, natan get, or they gave her get, uvol, or they lived with her, trying to do yibam. Oh, or the Mishnah says a case of like this, Baal, they were intimate to effect a yibam marriage, uvol, and then they were tried to do that same thing to the other co-wife, which they should not have done, because once someone's married in yibam, you can't marry the other co-wife in yibam. Uvol, or there was an intimate yibam relationship, v'asa mamar, and with the other woman, they tried to marry her via mamar, natan get, or gave her a get, v'cholatz, or did a chalitza, ein achar chalitza klum. Nothing that takes place after a chalitza has legal validity. So the Mishnah elaborates, ein achar chalitza klum, nothing done after chalitza has any meaning, and this means not just chalitza, but also bol, lashon of yibam, when they're getting married through yibam, and then another brother does something to another one of the widows that has no legal validity. And the Mishnah explains, bein yavam echad l'shtei yavamot, whether this is one of the surviving brothers dealing with two of the surviving widows, bein shnei yavomin l'yavam achad, or it's two different brothers, and he only had one widow. After a chalitza to one or from one party, or a yibum, an intimate relationship in yibum between one party, nothing else has any effect. So that chalitza is legally meaningless, or those other activities are legally meaningless, and they could still marry the relatives of that chalutz because it wasn't necessary. And of course, this underscores the practical advice of if there are multiple possible parties involved in some sort of business deal or, you know, an employment situation, you really need to have clear communication about who's expected to do what, or you end up with two people trying to do the same job, or not enough people trying to do multiple jobs. So it's really important to have clear communication, not just in yibum situations. Yashar koach, zay gesund.